Valley. What did you think? Did you like it? Yeah. What a great movie. Perfect for a day like this as we're celebrating Black History Month on behalf of the Minnesota Vikings. And an extra special guest has arrived with us here, Duchess Harris. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Good. I introduced you before at the start of the movie, let the kids know that your grandmother was one of the first 11 women hired, and so we'll have you speak on that by NASA. But what we would like you to do at the start of this is just give us your reflections on seeing this movie and what it means to you after having written your book and now seeing this movie come to light, what that experience has been like.
Sure. This has been a really long journey. It is amazing to see this movie. This is actually the third time I've seen it. I started thinking about writing this book about 20 years ago, and I started doing the research on this book 3 years ago, and I collaborated and went and did my research at NASA with Margot Lee Shetterly, who wrote the book Hidden Figures Here, which is for adults. I decided to write a book called Hidden Human Computers, The Black Women of NASA, which is for 6th to 12th graders. And that book is out, and it has a curriculum, and it has a digital archive, which is actually an exhibit now at the Science Museum of Minnesota.
Tell us about what you know about your grandmother, okay, the history, and how you became interested in researching her history.
Okay, sure. So as you saw, this movie takes place in 1961 and 1962. My grandmother worked with all three of these women, but she was actually there 20 years before they were. And so my grandmother, if she were alive, she'd be turning 110 years old this year. She was born in 1907 in Covington, Georgia. What was really unusual about my grandmother is that she was born 60 years after slavery. And even though she was born 60 years after slavery, she managed to go to a historically black college and get a 4-year degree in chemistry. She met my grandfather, who was also college educated. He was a professor at Hampton University, which was there in Hampton, Virginia. It was a historically black college. When World War II broke out, as you can see, the only people that worked at NASA in the 1940s would have been white men. Most of the men went to war. They needed people to do the work, so they recruited white women. When they ran out of the white women, they went to the historically black college to see if there were enough colored girls, and I put that in scare quotes because my grandmother was actually 36 years old and already had 3 kids. She and other 10 women took the test, they passed the exam, and in 1943, 11 black women started working at NASA. She actually got there 10 years before Katherine Johnson, who got there in 1953.
So what has it been like to see the country and the young people in this room learning about these women, you know, just exactly what the title says, Hidden Figures? Most of us didn't know this history. So what does that mean to you now?
It has been wonderful for me. My mother is 81 years old, and when she used to tell people that her mother worked at NASA, people did not believe her. They did not believe her because they knew that legally NASA would have been segregated. And as you can see, it actually was. What my family knew, however, was as you get to this time period, because the country was so invested in beating the Soviet Union that they would do anything, that these women were there and they were just hidden in segregated space. And so one thing I do know is that when my grandmother started working there for the first 10 years, they didn't even have segregated dining. They actually had to eat at their desks. They ended up reworking that building that you saw in the movie. And I have a blueprint of the building on my digital archive so that they could have a white dining area and a colored dining area. And so the fact now that your generation knows that women of that generation went through all of that so that they could have these jobs, I think is really important.
Having known the real facts by doing the research, the research, and having known the book Hidden Figures, what is it like to see it come into a movie format? Obviously, they're going to change things around for the movie. Was that fun, difficult? What was that like for you to see that?
Well, I mean, there were only 2 things about it that were difficult because they were pretty inaccurate. And so if you see in the movie when Kevin Costner is tearing down the colored sign, that's actually not true. NASA contacted my mother in 2011 for her to do an oral history about her mother's work experience. In that oral history, she talked about the fact that it was actually my grandmother that took the sign down, and you can find that in an old issue of a Smithsonian magazine. Of course, Hollywood found that to be very dramatic, and so they had Kevin Costner do that. I mean, one of my issues with it, outside of the fact that she's my relative, is that it really redoes the history in a way that doesn't show that these women were actually also very interested in civil rights. They weren't just computers. They were actually involved in the civil rights movement, and you don't get that from the movie. The other thing that you don't get from the movie is in the very end when they shut the door on Katherine Johnson after she's done the calculations for John Glenn. In real life, John Glenn would not go up without her calculations, so that is true. But actually, they would not let her back there to watch. So that's actually what happened. And I'm actually really proud to say also that my grandmother met John Glenn. My grandmother worked there until 1966. So she was a part of the whole Friendship 7 calculation team as well.
What do you, Duchess, want to do now with this information? Now that it's out there, the movie's out there, your work is out there. What are your plans for the future in telling people about this amazing story?
Sure. Well, I'm currently on the faculty of McAllister College, and so I'm teaching this afternoon. When I'm not teaching, I'm on a public speaking tour talking about what it means for people to learn these stories earlier and younger. And so I've been invited all throughout the country. I was actually invited by the Houston NASA to come up for Black History Month, but I'm a little busy, so I'm going to go there in June. But, you know, my mission really as an educator is to have students who come to me when they're undergraduates to already know information like this so we can do a more complex discussion. What I find is that students come to my classes and they don't have any of this background, and so I have to reach back and do so much of this. And so I'm hoping that a book like mine gets adopted by high schools throughout the nation and ends up being the kind of reading that ends up being common, so that maybe 10 years from now, when I get students at McAllister, they'll say, oh, of course, yes, we know that. And then I just get to hit the ground running.